I thought the last 20 minutes was difficult for us. I thought we were hanging on for too long. But all of our substitutions today were forced. We weren't able to make one tactical decision. Thought the referee decision was poor. I honestly don't know what, again, once again here, I don't really... The fans, it's not. I don't even need to speak about it that much now because the fans clearly seen it today. I don't know whether you're 10 minutes plus two. They played 12 extra minutes when it took 4 minutes to bring the referee off. When they had their player down injured, the game should have restarted and they waited for their player to get ready to come on for 2 minutes. Yet they, listen, they scored within 5 minutes of that. So it's but when you see 10 minutes and 5 minutes, it's a sucker blow to the players. And when you see their goal, it took a deflection through Crofty's legs and dropped to their man perfectly and he swung a leg at it. I don't really remember any more chances for them. Obviously, Tony's missed a glaring chance to make it 2-0. That was probably the big turning point. But other than that, I don't remember them having many chances. It was about a game of percentages from their perspective. And it's the team who've dominated teams and anyone stood in their way recently, they've been bowling them over. And today they weren't. That certainly wasn't the case. We looked a very good side. It's disappointing though to come away with only a point. But in some ways, the last 20 minutes, we maybe asked for a defender deeper and deeper. Just said to them in there, there was a 15-minute spell in the second half where I thought we really could have turned the screw, and we never. Jake's calves and Chicks was ill. And Ricky obviously only had so many minutes left in him, so it was always going to be difficult knowing that then players couldn't carry on. But I thought the players showed everybody in the stage, mate, that it really mattered to them. They put their bodies on the line, and I can't ask no more as a manager of a football club. I can just ask for an appetite and a dedication to throw your body in the way of things, and we certainly did that.
Yeah, I mean, that really was apparent, especially in those last 10 minutes. I thought Fleetwood stepped it up a lot when the board went up, yeah. And you put your bodies on the line. There was a lot of heart there.
But it's always going to be the case. You know what it's like in any walk of life when you're holding on to a lead, and the substitutions that we would have liked to have made would have been pure pace. So as they come on top of us, we could hit them under the counter attack, but we had to make them for various reasons. And it was difficult, but it is what it is. It's like I say, 6 unbeaten now. That's a positive. Win one, draw one. That's enough to get promoted. but we obviously coming in behind the times in some ways with a lot of catching up to do. And we've sort of, we're a little bit of a drift of things. But to be fair to the players today, I thought they really showed what it took to wear the Charlton shirt. Okay, at certain times the quality wasn't always there, but certainly the appetite and the hunger was there for all to see.
Ricky Holmes was back today for you for the first time, I know. He had a big influence on the game, the goal aside, I thought.
Yeah, I thought Jay Forster-Kashkin midfield was one of the best players on the pitch until his calf went. But having these players back in the team and now Nathan being sent off, we're going to miss him next week. But it is what it is. We're getting used to playing with 10 men. But it's because my players care. They have to make tackles, they have to make them. I'll accept the consequences that go along with that. Well, the fans don't want us to pull out, do they? Because we're going to keep going. If we get sent off doing it, well, so be it. We've got to make sure that we're willing to put our bodies on the line for this football club. And the players did that. Okay, you've got to have a little bit more control sometimes. But I've not really seen it clearly yet, but it looks by what I've seen. He turned his back and left his leg, and it doesn't look good from that angle maybe. But it's, I thought the mentality and to hang on towards the end was excellent.
Yeah, because I think that's 3 running now where you've been down to 10 men by the end of the game. Makes you wonder where you might be if you'd kept them all on the pitch.
No, but at least they're getting fitter, the ones who are staying on.
You've got a busy schedule coming up.
Yeah.
You've actually got a week where you've got no midweek game.
Yeah.
Then it's 11 in 35. We've just had the transfer window closed. Is the squad strong enough fit enough to get through that period?
Certainly fit enough. Certainly is. Obviously, Josh McGinnis will be back for next week, hopefully. He's training with the team on Tuesday. It would be a big bonus to us, obviously. But we're just going to have to see what we can do. Obviously, Texas is outstanding, bringing Jake in. We're certainly playing decent football. We just now need to maybe take our chances when they come along and be, listen, today, what more can I say? They put the bodies on the line and their goal happened to be a deflection that dropped to somebody's feet that he smashed in. I can't control the uncontrollables. I can only control the things that we can control. That's the work ethic and that's a bit of passion. And, the referees don't seem to like it. Maybe it's me.
Wimbledon next week, what do you expect of them?
Let me digest today's results. Wimbledon have done unbelievably well. I think, obviously, I've played against them before a number of times, obviously in a very hostile atmosphere in some ways, but that's not to do with me anymore, that fight between certain clubs. My only real drive is to make sure Charlton try and win it, get another 3 points, and I apologise if that upsets anybody, but all I care about is this football club, and I've got to drive this forward, and off the back of 6 unbeaten now, we go there full of confidence.
as you say, six unbeaten. Fleetwood came in with frightening stats. Bolton last week. At the back of your mind, how much in play are the playoffs still?
100%. This is nothing to them. It's mathematically impossible. We'll ever throw the towel in. It's not how I'm made. It's not the DNA that I have, and it's not the DNA I want the players to have either. Some people might say, it's impossible, it's too far away, but in life, challenges are what we should set ourselves all the time. And maybe they might be out of some people's reach, but I don't believe they can be out of ours. And even that won't be coming late, do you know what I mean? But I think people can certainly see, I'm certainly starting to stamp some sort of the way I want the team to play, and I think that's quite evident. And I want to thank the fans today as well. They were unbelievable. The passion they showed, the noise in that valley today. I met obviously the fans, some of the fans on Thursday, and a real good conversation about what it took to be a Charlton fan. And I'm seeing it week in, week out, and it means a lot to me. I love football, and I love English football because of the passion and the tribal nature that we have to support our teams. And this club has certainly got that in abundance, and thank you to the fans. I apologise that we couldn't get that 3 points for you, but hopefully you can at least at home tonight or in the pub or wherever you go, and you can at least say your players did everything they possibly could.